I am excited for you because this quiet mind is focused on a deeper awareness of how we experience our connection to our horse. And then we're going to deliberately notice an earlier and much more gentle experience of the early warning signal that something is not quite right with our horse. Some of you will only need to listen to this audio once. I personally refined my experience of not quite right in many layers, and some of you might do it that way too. But whichever way you do it, you can replay this audio and repeat this quiet mind as often as you need to. Now, we're going to be working in a place of comfortable growth today, so if at any time you don't feel comfortable, just pull back gently, keep breathing with us, and enjoy the peacefulness. And know that you can download and replay this audio and do this exercise any other day that you choose. Now, have a bit of a stretch and a wriggle and get comfortable in your chair. There. Now, notice whether you're breathing through your nose or your mouth. Now breathe a little harder so as to make a bit of a noise as you breathe in and out. And while you do that again, notice where you can first feel the air as it comes in. And then notice where you can last feel the air as your breath goes out. Notice how far the breath comes in and how far down your throat can you feel the air coming into your body. And then notice what parts of your body move as you're breathing. Can you feel your chest move as you breathe? Can you feel your arms lifting up as you breathe in and sinking down as you breathe out? Can you feel the movement of your stomach? Does it come out and in with your breath? What about in your back? Can you feel the movement of the breath in your back? And can you feel the expansion of your ribs as you breathe? Can you feel the expansion of your ribs in your back? And stay there, noticing the expansion of your ribs in your back. Breathing in and out, expanding your ribs, because, as we're going to find out later in your course, it's such an important movement for a rider. Expanding those ribs into your back. Track your breath as it moves deeper in your throat and towards your lungs. See how far you can track your breath. Now see if you can feel your heartbeat behind your breath. Enjoy that for a minute. Feel for your heartbeat. And if you can't quite feel it, then imagine that you can. And while you're doing that, notice that feeling that you have right now, that feeling of listening inside yourself. Keep feeling your heartbeat behind your breath. And notice that feeling of listening inside yourself. Notice everything about that feeling of listening inside yourself. Keep breathing, soften your eyes, make an look. Smile, a gentle smile if you can, and notice everything about this listening inside yourself feeling. Notice everything about it so that you can recreate this and find this place again quickly and easily whenever you're with your horse. Noticing your heartbeat. And noticing that listening inside yourself feeling. Think of your horse standing peacefully. And notice what changes in yourself. Notice the energy changes in your body. Notice the feelings that change in your body. Notice that presence in your mind. Notice any tensions or aches and pains. Soften your eyes, make the eyes that you make when you look at a baby person or a baby animal, and let these soft eyes gently notice everything that is happening inside yourself as you think about your horse. It's subtle, but it's there, isn't it? Sometimes it's not so subtle either. What changed is your horse. You are feeling your horse. You are feeling the connection to your horse. So enjoy that feeling. recognize it, and enjoy it. Now, we've spoken about it before. There's an early warning signal. There's an early and gentle warning signal that we experience when something is not quite right with our horse. This is an early warning signal that happens before we feel afraid, before we feel nervous, before we feel frustrated or angry or upset in any way. And how useful is it going to be to know that something is not quite right with our horse before we get upset in any way? So paying gentle attention to that listening inside ourselves feeling while we're breathing here in this lovely energy with our horse. Very, very gently, very gently, allow the knowledge of how we experience our first early warning signal that something is not quite right with our horse, and allow that knowledge to float to the surface of our minds. Soften your eyes again, make the look with your eyes at this wonderful, wonderful message. This beautiful early warning signal that something is not quite right. Notice everything about this first gentle feeling that something is not quite right. Now, as you come back slowly, bring back the awareness of that first gentle feeling that something is not quite right with your horse. Coming back slowly, holding as much of that awareness as is appropriate for us today. Oh, and have a stretch. Oh, and a yawn. Now, know that in order to keep this warning signal feeling this small, that you have to figure out what to know or do about it and take action whenever that's appropriate. And of course, that's what you're learning to do on this course, learning how to refine that feeling that something's not quite right into something very small and very gentle, and getting in the habit of figuring out what to know or do about it and taking action whenever appropriate. Well, go have fun with this one next time you go out with your horse.